I pray you get blessed by the story of the resurrection, of death, burial, and resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, as the cantata, as the choir puts on cantata about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
A few short days before he endured the agonies of a cruel Roman cross, Jesus rode into Jerusalem to the welcoming shouts of the people. It was a joyous occasion as many placed their cloaks before him, and little children spread palm branches in the way, crying, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord."
Triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem, Jesus desired to eat the traditional Passover meal with his disciples. Normally, a servant would wash the feet of the guests before they ate. The water and the towel were there, but no servant. Too menial a task for the disciples, Jesus girded himself with a towel and washed their dirty feet.
Another custom of the Passover meal was the breaking of bread. The Lord added new meaning to the ceremony when he broke bread, handed it to his disciples, and reminded them, "This is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Later he passed the cup, "The new testament in my blood, which is shed for you." With each covenant God made with individuals or with Israel, he gave a visible sign. So the bread and the cup remind us of God's promise of forgiveness through the blood of Jesus. His death established a new way of approaching God. No longer would his people sacrifice animals to draw near to him. His death was the final sacrifice.
Shed could never fill that bitter cup, till one spotless lamb in the form of man gave his life on Calvary. His was the only blood that could ever set me free. For his blood was not just blood of another spotless lamb, but his blood was precious blood, for it washed the sins of man. And his blood, it heals my body, and it sets my spirit free. And I'm so glad his precious blood still flows from shed for me. For his blood was not just blood of another spotless lamb, but his blood was precious blood, for it washed the sins of man. And his blood, it heals my body, and it sets my spirit
after Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane, Judas and a great multitude of chief priests and elders of the people came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away.
With the crown of thorns placed upon his head, Jesus was spit upon, beaten, scourged, struck, mocked, despised, rejected, and crucified. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5.
Sin would have to die out of love. made his royal robe to rescue my eternity. Walked the dust of earth to die my death, driven by his love for me. Perfect love.
Stained by sin, at a cross I stood, deserving of his judgment cry. As a perfect lamb, King Jesus came, and lay upon my
stretched arms, his blood flowed down, his eyes of love invited me to enter in and live for him, forgiven for eternity.
Of Eden, God and man had a perfect fellowship. When man sinned, God turned his back on man, for God's holiness could not look upon sin. However, God made a way to restore this fellowship. God himself came to the world in the form of a man, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a life of perfection and righteousness on the earth. On Calvary, the righteous one, righteousness, was crucified. Righteousness took sin upon himself and died, reconciling God and man.
Thank you.
From the throne of his cross, the King of Grief cried out to a world of unbelief, "It is finished." No more to suffer the pain of the nails driving through his hands or the agony of the spear thrust into his side. His body was laid to rest in a borrowed tomb.
Early on Sunday morning, the women came to the tomb only to find the stone rolled away. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Matthew 28, 5 and 6. Commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, 8.
In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10.
God's love reached out to me one day on Calvary, when I was lost in sin and shame. He pardoned all my sin, and now he lives within. Oh, blessed love of God, so rich and free. His love is broader than any ocean, and it is deeper than any sea. The love of Jesus took him to Calvary. suffer there
for you and me. How sweet to walk each day and know He's there always, assured His love the satisfy. Oh sinner, heed His call, make Him your all in all. No truer friend you'll find along life's way. His love is broader than any ocean, and it is deeper than any sea. The love of Jesus took Him to Calvary to suffer there for you and me.
Oh, how He suffered for you.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. Dear friend, it was for you that Jesus died and gave His life. Won't you heed His call and accept Him today? He gave His all for you, my friend, for you.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 3:16-17.
You would be the Lord of all.
The heart of the gospel message is this. Jesus Christ became the sacrifice for our sins, all our sins, for all time. God raised Jesus, freeing him from the agony of death. Today I can confidently say to you, Jesus is alive. One day in the future, we will see him face to face. Until then, look with eyes of faith. Look at eternal life beyond the cross.
Needing strength for my journey, I know. Hey.